This figures on mitzvah b'yosamim b'shulchav. The Gemara tells us, in the context of two different examples, the Gemara says one is by kedushin. The Mishnah says ha'ish mekadish bo b'shulcho, and the Gemara concludes, why does it say bo b'shulcho? So sefer yosef mekadish mitzvah bo yosamim b'shulcho. It's better for a person to do mitzvah on his own than it is through a shliach. Let me ask you the question: is this something that's an obligation? Is it something that's suggested, advised? Is it usher to do shlichas? So Rashi writes, mitzvah b'yosim u'shlucho. He says, d'chi asik gufo b'mitzos mekabel schar tfei. So how do you understand that, Rashi? Is Rashi in the zachiv? There's an iser, it's a rishus?
Suggestion.
What?
Suggestion.
D'chi asik, when a person does this, d'chi asik gufo b'mitzos, when a person's involved in a mitzvah, mekabel schar tfei, when he does it. Doesn't say you have to do this. D'chi asik. Does anybody see the Tozer Yazaken? The Tozer Yazaken, he said, wasn't on the list, correct? It's on the page. The Tozer Yazaken says that mitzvah bo, kol mitzvah shemutelas alav, yase begufo velo ayidei shliach. He says one should not use a shliach. It sounds like there's an iser to use a shliach. So in essence, there's a chiyah for a person to do the mitzvah on his own, and he shouldn't use a shliach, as opposed to Rashi. If a person decides to do it on his own, he gets extra schar, but there's no obligation.
This mitzvah
but Tozer Yazaken says there's mitzvah to do it by yourself. We're not talking about a general right now. We're talking about a general, not particular mitzvahs just yet. But there's an issur to do it through a shliach. Now look at the lashon of the Rambam. I didn't put this on the list either.
Sorry,
keep you guys guessing there.
Any mitzvah,
the we're not mitzvah. Right now. We're talking in general. So the Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes, Perek Lamed Halacha Vav. Even though a person is a very chashiv individual, like all those listed in the Gemara, the various Amoraim, it's not kavadik for him to go buy things from the shuk. And he's not a person who's going to start banging things and building things in his house. That's below him. Chayiv lasos dvarim shehein letzarach haShabbos begufo shezehu chvodo. There's a chiyuv for him to do it. A chiyuv, Rashi says, it's d'chi asik, it's a rishus for a person to do it. But Rambam says there's a chiyuv for a person to do it. Because zehu kvodo, that's his kavod. For him to have the opportunity to, the mechabed Shabbos, that's his own kavod. That's not against his kavod. That's part of his own kavod to do a mitzvah. So the Rambam says there's a chiyuv. So it sounds like from the Rambam, there's a chiyuv similar to the Tosfos Riyazaken, who says that there's an iser for a shliach to do it, which means that there's a chiyuv for me to do it. So we're going to get to that discussion next. But right now, in terms of mitzvah b'yosam and b'shlucho, we have Rashi says it's a suggestion, and we have Tosfos Riyazaken and the Rambam, which says there's a chiyuv to do a bow, and there's an iser to use a shliach. So why would there be an iser? Why is there an iser to do a shliach? Use a shliach? What's wrong with using a shliach?
Well, in the case of marriage, you might come to hate her.
Okay, so by the case of marriage, you might come to hate them. So let's talk about in general. Let's say by Shabbos. What's the Isser by Shabbos? What? But why is that an Isser? So yeah, there's a mitzvah of Hachana. Why is that an Isser for me to do Shliach? Shulcho she'adam kemoso.
Because you have a commandment for you to keep the Shabbos.
So what's the Isser? I'm still getting the mitzvah done. So the way I'm trying to explain it is...
There's two ways to look at...
Yeah?
What is a shliach? How does that work? A few ways.
Yeah, we'll get to that. That's a discussion we'll get to probably in a few weeks about shlucho sh'olam kamoso. But fine. So either way, no matter how you look at a shliach, it seems to be, that could be part of the machlok. It's a very good point. It could be that maybe he doesn't understand shlucho sh'olam kamoso. It's not mamish like him.
Right.
It's an extension. But so let's say it's not him. So why is that in Isra though? I'm still getting the mitzvah done. I'm still getting the kavod Shabbos done. I'm still getting the kedushin done. So what's the iser involved?
You might be doing an iser. Are you talking about positive or negative?
Negative. Why is there an iser for me to shliach according to Tosfos Riyazaken?
Different things. Shabbos is different. You're not feeling. If I have somebody else do it, I'm not feeling Shabbos.
So what's the iser in that?
I'm not getting. It says he's kosel l'shabbos. You have an obligation, but you're not. So you're not.
But shlucho shalom kamoso. But I send the shliach. It's as if I'm doing it this as well.
I send somebody to sit in the sukkah for me. You
can't do
that. That shlichus doesn't work by that. If it's a mitzvah begufa, if it's tefillin, then it's not shayach by shlichus. You can't do a shlichus by a davar begufa. That's where tefillin.
How about with hanoah? You can't do that. You can't pass it along.
Bahana, like what?
You have an obligation to enjoy, to own it, to this. You can't.
Anything that's a mitzvah baguf.
You can't do.
So I'll tell you what the Achorim explained.
Does
Achorim
say,
yeah.
Stuck as well.
L'chari, yeah, any mitzvah you could do on your own would be an iser to send a shliach. So the way the Achorim, the Tua Shor, one of the Achorim here I have in brackets here, I couldn't find it to bring it down. So he explains that when I decide to pass on the mitzvah to somebody else and not do it on my own, it's a bizayon to the mitzvah. It's a bizayon to the mitzvah for me to throw away that ol. For me, not willing to do it. That's the iser. So meaning, I'll just conceptualize that, it's a mitzvah b'chevza, or is it a mitzvah b'gavra? When I say mitzvah b'yosem and b'shulcho, is it a better mitzvah being done? Or no, the mitzvah is the same. It's just me as a gavra, I get more schar. So according to Rashi, sounds like from Rashi, no matter whether I do the mitzvah on my own or I send the mitzvah is going to be the same quality. But I get bonus points in terms of me as a gavra. I get schar tveh. But according to Tosfos Rei Zaken and the Rambam, who says it's also for me to use a shliach, it's because it's a bizayon of the chefsa shel mitzvah. The mitzvah is losing out. The mitzvah will be qualitatively less if I have someone else do that than when I do that. And that's very, very important then, if it's a mitzvah in the gavra versus a mitzvah in the chefsa. Why? So let's say I'm doing a hechsher mitzvah. Yeah. So he's certainly. So we'll get to in a second which mitzvahs are part of this, but I'm not sure if that indicates necessarily yet whether weighs in whether it's us or a chayiv for him to do it. That would be the next stage of which mitzvahs it applies to. But in terms of mitzvah bo yosem b'shulcho, is it about the gavra versus the chefsa? So I hear you saying that it might be on the gavra, but that's the type of mitzvah as opposed to the concept of mitzvah bo yosem b'shulcho. So if you think it's a mitzvah begavra versus a mitzvah in the chefsa, that's the chakir right now. So what about a hechsher mitzvah? So let's say any of these examples. Let's say building a sukkah, kavod Shabbos. Let's say buying a dal aminim. Is that going to be would you apply the concept of mitzvah bo yosem b'shulcho?
Well, hechsher mitzvah
is a mitzvah dami, then yeah. So part of that discussion, so let's assume the extreme right now. It's not kemitzvah dami. Buying a lulav and esrog is not like a mitzvah at all. It's just preparation. Very good. So this arises being from Kavod Shabbos, but let's ignore Kavod Shabbos for a second. Let's forget our example from the Gemara. Let's say, logically, would you say that hechsher mitzvahs would be subject to the lachas of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha?
Goes back to what you originally said. If it's on the gavra, it's on.
So let's hear.
If it's on the gavra, then it's not. Then it would be. If it's on the chetza, then it doesn't matter. Rather.
I agree. So in other words, if it's about the chetza shel mitzvah that I'm having a better mitzvah being performed, so then buying a lulav isn't a mitzvah. There's no better way to buy a lulav or not buy a lulav. There's no mitzvah to talk of. So by hechsher mitzvah, I would be able to send a shliach. But if it's begavra that I need to be osik, where Rashi says, d'chi osik gufo b'mitzvah, so I'm involved in mitzvahs, so even being osik in hechsher mitzvahs, I'm exerting effort even to buy a dal aminim, then it would be better for me to buy it on my own than to send a shliach. So again, if it's begavra, so even not only mitzvahs themselves, but even hechsher mitzvahs, you would imagine, I should do on my own. Anytime I as a gavra am involved in the world of mitzvahs, even hechsher mitzvahs, this should be a concept of mitzvah bo, yosem and b'shulcho. But if you think this concept is about a greater quality of a mitzvah, a better chefsa shel mitzvah, that would only apply if it's a mitzvah. But if it's only a hechsher mitzvah, there's no better hechsher mitzvah or lesser hechsher mitzvah. You need an actual mitzvah to be better. So now that being the case, we can look back at that Tosfos Rei Zaken. You asked in the beginning, which mitzvahs are subject to these halachas? So the Rambam actually limits it. He seems to limit it only to the world of Kedushin and for Shabbos. That's the only time he brings this halacha up. By Kedushin and Shabbos, the Achorim try to figure out why that is. But the Tosfos Rei Zaken expands it to kol mitzvah shemutelas alav yaseh begufo. All mitzvahs across the board, and dafka mitzvahs. Because according to Tosfos Rei Zaken, there's an iser to send the shliach. What's the iser again? Because it's a bizayon to the chefsa shel mitzvah. So therefore, that applies to all mitzvahs. Not only Shabbos and Kiddushin, all mitzvahs, but also only mitzvahs, not hechsher mitzvahs. So So that's, I think, Pshat and Tosfos Ri'ah Zaken. It's a din in the met and din in the Chafetz Shel Mitzvah. You bothered by that, Ezra?
No.
Oh, yeah, okay,
I'm
good.
So is the Ri'ah Zaken saying all mitzvahs?
All mitzvahs. He says right. Again, kol mitzvah shemutal sagufo. Every mitzvah that's incumbent upon a person. He expands it beyond Kedushin and beyond the world of Shabbos.
So he says begufo. He's
the mitzvah that's on me. That's right. My obligation to
right.
Do.
Right.
Begufo. If it's a mitzvah on the chefta, let's say, so if I don't do it, there's no, I have no shaychus to it. So there wouldn't be a bizarre if I weren't to do it. If the mitzvah is, let's say, I don't know. No, that's a mitzvah that I have to do. Mitzvah, what's a good mitzvah? Kiddush, that's not begufo. Whatever example is, that's not begufo, that's really in the chefta. So then, that's also begavra. I have to think of a good example. So tzedakah, I also have a chiv to give tzedakah. Has to be a mitzvah that's not really upon me. It's, let's say, on the tzibur to do, let's say. It's something for the tzibur to do. So then, it's not upon me necessarily. If I do it, there's a mitzvah. But karban tamid. Okay, it's karban tamid, but I'm not sure how that's really shaykh to one individual. What? If chatzeros, let's say, okay, fine, so the entire tzibur is getting hana from this and they're getting a benefit. That's not my obligation to make an Erev Chatzeres. Someone has to do Erev Chatzeres in the community to build one. So if I don't do it, and I send the shliach to do it, there's no iser to me. That's not my obligation. It's the community's obligation. So, okay. Either way, so Tosfos Ri'ah Zaken seems to focus on the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. That's why it's, if I don't do it, it becomes usr, because I'm being mevaza the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. And it's expanded to all types of mitzvahs again, and doesn't include Hechsher Mitzvah. Hechsher Mitzvah isn't a Chefta Shel Mitzvah, therefore there's no concept of Mitzvah Bo Yoser Mi Bishlucha.
He's saying it's all mitzvahs. Kol Mitzvah Shemut tells Allah, Yaseh Begufo. So he's saying that only Allah as opposed to a Chefta.
Yeah. Okay. So now if that's the case, we have to understand our topic here, Kedushin. Is Kedushin a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus that Lekuchen is considered a mitzvah, which makes a lot of sense. If you assume that Kedushin is a mitzvah, so we understand why this is the example, a mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho. Whether or not the mitzvah is a gavra or din in the chepsa, either way, you would apply mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho. But the problem becomes if you learn like the Rush. The Rush says, the famous Rush in the beginning of Maseches Ksubis, he speaks about the nusach of the bracha under the chuppah that the Mesada Kedushin says when they're getting married. So he says that the bracha should be prior to the Kedushin. Before the chasen says, Harayat mekudeshes li betabazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, that's when you say the bracha according to the Rush, because it's a birchas mitzvah, just like any other mitzvah. You say the bracha prior to performing the mitzvah, you say the bracha of lulav, and then you flip it over and do the mitzvah. You say the bracha before tzitzis, before tefillin, so to Kedushin should be no different, because Kedushin in itself is considered a mitzvah. But then the Rush says, I don't agree. I think that the bracha of Erisin is not a mitzvah, because we don't say Asher Kedushan b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. And it's only a Shevach Vodat Hashem, praising Hashem for this world, the special world we have of Kedushin, that's about special relationships. So there's no mitzvah of Kedushin. Kedushin is simply a Hechsher mitzvah to lead to, what's the ultimate mitzvah of Kedushin? Peruvu. That's the real mitzvah. So then, if Kedushin is only a Hechsher mitzvah, so what are we talking about here? So what's the mitzvah of the Gemara? Why is there a mitzvah by Yosem Rishlucho when it comes to a Hechsher mitzvah of Kedushin? It's only a Hechsher mitzvah. So what's the answer? The answer is, if you assume it's about Gavra, according to Rashi, that's whenever you're Oseik in mitzvahs, whenever you're Oseik in mitzvahs, so even if a Hechsher mitzvah that you're Oseik in, you'll get more schar. But if you assume, like Tosfos Ri'ah Zaken, that holds that it's about the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. So how does he understand what's the mitzvah of Kedushin? So he could assume that Kedushin itself is a mitzvah, like the Rambam. Remember the Rambam also said, there's a chiyah for me to do the mitzvah and not to use a shliach. Why can I use a shliach? Because it's a bizayon to the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. So what's Kedushin? So he might hold, like the Rambam, that Kedushin is a mitzvah on its own right. However, not all Rishonim hold this. Many Rishonim hold that mitzvah of Kedushin is not a mitzvah, it's a Hechsher mitzvah, and it's only Peruvu is the real mitzvah. So now we have to go to the woman's perspective,
which there are no brachas involved with whatsoever.
With what? Peruvu, correct.
Yeah, which is correct. Weird if you're going to talk about brachas and...
No, it's not weird. No, it's not weird because the mitzvah peruvu is when a person has a child. So there's no way to anticipate when exactly the child is going to be born to say a bracha prior to it. So it's not shaykh to have a bracha by peruvu. But, so the Rishon want to know...
considered the mitzvah by
yes.
Some.
So the Rishon one, yeah.
I have a question. since we're saying there's shliach in this whole mitzvah and whatever, could there be a shliach in the mitzvah of Nisilin or in the Kedushin itself?
I mean, well, we're talking about Kedushin here.
But, wait, like having at the Chuppah and everything...
Yeah, the halacha says you can have a shliach for kedushin. The question is, the Gemara tells us it's preferable to perform the kedushin on your own as opposed to sending a shliach. So now the question becomes, what about the woman's perspective? The Gemara says the mitzvah bo yosem b'shulcha doesn't only apply to the man, but even mitzvah ba yosem b'shulcha. Even from her perspective, so that we say that she should perform kedushin as opposed to sending a shliach. Now the difficulty with this is that if you assume that it's about Puravu, women are pata from Puravu. Why? How do we know they're pata from Puravu?
Dangerous. Threat to her life.
Yeah, so what does it say? What does the Pasuk tell us? Puravu v'chavshua, the Gemara says. Pasuk says. And the Gemara Yivama says, what's the connection of Puravu v'chavshua? Misha, to conquer. So only people who are b'nei kavshua, only warriors, which are men, are chayiv in Puravu. Women who are lab nikvusha, women who are not warriors, so they're pater in Peruvu. That's what the Gemara Yivamos tells us. Now, as an aside, what about Avadim? Are Avadim chayiv? Thank you, sir. Are Avadim chayiv in Peruvu? So it depends, because how do we know which mitzvahs are Avadim chayiv in? What? Yeah, exactly. Pasuk La and La, Gzer Shava, whatever. Women are chayiv in, Avadim are chayiv in. So that means, just like women are pater in mitzvahs aseh shezman grama, so two of them are pater in mitzvahs aseh shezman grama. So what about Peruvu? Women are pater in Peruvu. So seemingly, avadim should be pater as well. But on the other hand, the p'tur of women is a gender p'tur. So avadim are warriors, they're men. So are they going to be chayiv or not? So that's a discussion the Acharim talk about. So either way, women are pater in Peruvu. So, what's the mitzvah here, Kedushin? Why do we say mitzvah ba yosem b'shlucha?
Maybe it's helping.
So let's go one by one. Let's go one by one. One by one.
Like the Rambam.
So let's see. So if you like the Rambam, which part?
That it's actual, the Kenyan taking the woman.
If it's a mitzvah in its own right,
yeah, right,
so then she also gets a mitzvah. Nothing to do with Purvu at all. If Kedushin stands alone as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, so then just like the men as a mitzvah, woman also has a mitzvah.
I mean, if it's taking, not peruvu.
Exactly.
I thought we said the Rambam says even hechsher mitzvah by Shabbos is a mitzvah.
So we haven't addressed Shabbos hechsher yet, or Shabbos. We haven't really analyzed that just yet.
Yeah, but she's part of the peruvu process, which means that she's a hechsher.
So we'll build that up. So we'll go down the line. First, if we assume it's kedushin is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, so then women are shaykh to the kedushin l'chora. We don't know anywhere where they're pater from Kedushin. If you assume like the Rambam, there's a mitzvah. Yeah,
what's the mitzvah that the Rambam says there is? What is the mitzvah of Kedushin?
Where is it?
It's just
the mitzvah of Kedushin. Yeah, ki kach ish isha, when it says the Pasuk, that Kedushin is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Mm-hmm. Without any goal. Mm-hmm. Meaning, let's say a person has fulfilled the mitzvah peruvu, or they're not capable of having children. Is there a concept of getting married anymore? So there's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning, Simon Beis and Evan Ezer, that it's still usher for a person to be by themselves. Because other reasons, a person shouldn't be levada, the Pasuk says, and concern of the Yetzihara. So there's issa to be by themselves. But is there a mitzvah to be married if you can't have children anymore? Okay. So according to the Rambam, it would be, the Kedushin itself is a mitzvah, regardless of the ability to have children.
Right.
You understand that? It's that example of being by yourself, and a person could have a roommate.
No, that's different. I mean living, like sleeping under the same roof as someone. Being married, having a relationship with someone. So that's a machlokas, the Acharim bring out down in the poskim, whether that's Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabanan. It's a Rishon talk about this also, that Issa to be by themselves, that Levado is a Deraisa or Derabanan. But there's a concept, according to the Rambam, aside from that Issa being by yourself, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to be married, regardless of any outcome. So that would seemingly apply both to women and men. So that's what the mitzvah, Ba Yosem and Beshlucha, applies to her. And so we'll get to the Ran in a second. We'll get to the Ran about Peruvu.
No, but she's going to say
yeah. Yeah, we'll get to the... He's talking about Peruvu in particular, though. So, anyone see the Parat Yosef in the back? I put it on the Marmar Koma, so I didn't quote it in the back here. So he has a different raya. So let's say women are pater in kedushin and peruvu. Let's say that. Let's assume right now mitzvah of kedushin isn't a mitzvah
for a woman.
For anyone. Let's assume it's not against the Rama. The Rush holds that peruvu is the mitzvah. Kedushin is a hechsher. So he says there still is another mitzvah of nisuin. Right, there are two stages. Under the chuppah, we have two stages. One is the hariat mekudesh libet habazu. He puts the ring on the finger. They're engaged now. That's process one. We call up the rabbi, reads the ksuba. That's just a hefsek balma. And now they're standing under the chuppah. That's now they're married. Back in the times of Gemara, there used to be a 12-month waiting period. They first get engaged, and then the man would have 12 months to make a parnasa to support him. Now we do it all in one shot. So there's machlokas in the Yisharim. The Gemara doesn't tell us anywhere how do you perform nisuin. There's no mention.
Is that a pashat, that it's the engagement when you do the ring? I thought yeah, it's the acquisition.
So it's pashat. So the Gemara doesn't tell us anywhere where. How do you do nisun? So it's a big machlokas Rishonim. Some say it's bedekin, so that's why some are machmir to have edim for the bedekin, and some say it's the chuppah, and some say it's the yichidrum. So it's a big machlokas. So we typically assume it's a chuppah, but we do all of them just to cover our bases. So is there a mitzvah of nisun? Up until now, we've been talking about Kedushin. Is there mitzvah of Nisun? So the Parat Yosef says, even if you assume women are not involved in Kedushin and they're not involved in Peruvu, he quotes the Gemara in Chavtes and Daf Lamed. What's the mission in Chavtes, famous mission in Chavtes, tell us? Of Kedushin?
Right.
Yeah. So what are the, so all the mitzvahs that the father has to do for the son, and the son has to do for the father. So the son has to be mechabed his parents. That's the mitzvahs upon himself. And what are the mitzvahs that the father has to do for his children? So the Mishnah says that the looking for the line here. This is for Shchaftes. I'm looking for the line here. So the mitzvah of Mila, mitzvah Pidyon Ben, and the mitzvah of Litigin Torah, and Lasia Isha. That's a mitzvah. So one of the mitzvahs that parents have to do is to marry off his children. So on that, the Gemara in Lamed talks about marrying off a son and marrying off a daughter. Even though the Mishnah says livno, it also means libito. So the mitzvah to marry off your children. So the mitzvah, even though Kedushin, let's say you assume Kedushin isn't a mitzvah. Because there's no Gemara that tells us that Kedushin is a mitzvah. There are some rayas. But you have to admit that Nisuin is a mitzvah. The Mishnah says, the mitzvah ha'avala ben, to ensure that your children get married. So that says that Parat Yosef is the mitzvah that we're talking about. There's a mitzvah to marry off the son, and there's a mitzvah to marry off the daughter. Now, there are no Rishonim who count in Nisun as a separate mitzvah, but at the end of the day, it still is a concept of a mitzvah, and that's why we apply mitzvah ba Yosef b'shlucha. She's also shaykh to the mitzvah of Nisun. Okay.
What about Nisun without Kedushin?
You can't, but there might not be a mitzvah. Kedushin might be a hechsher. It may not be a mitzvah in its own right. Nisuin is a mitzvah in its own right. That's what Parat Yosef is trying to say. So the machlok is whether Kedushin is a mitzvah or not, but it seems that Parat Yosef says that everybody holds that Nisuin would qualify as a mitzvah. And when we say mitzvah, ba Yosef mebishlucha, what's her mitzvah in Nisuin? That's what Parat Yosef says. Now the other Rishonim say no. Kedushin is not a mitzvah. What we're talking about here is Peruvu. That's the discussion here. So we said before, men are chayv in Peruvu. So I understand why you could say mitzvah bo Yosef mebishlucho. He has a mitzvah to be involved in Peruvu. But what about her? She's pat in Peruvu. So that's what you're going on. She's misayeh bedavar. By the Ran writes, the famous Ran, that she's misayeh bedavar. She assists in the Peruvu, of course. You can't have children without women. So she's misayeh bedavar. So let's understand that for a second. Misayeh bedavar, how does that help us out? Because she's involved in the mitzvah Peruvu. So would everyone agree to that? Would that be good enough?
It works with the learning, right?
She's involved. We can't take place without her.
Right, fine. I can't take place without her. So it's an EF sharp. But still, why do you apply mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucho to her? It's not a mitzvah.
It's worse. Who said that she has to be the Messiah? There could be 40 million other women to be the Messiah. In other words, before the Kedushin takes place, she has no relationship with him. So that's my problem with my difficulty with the Rambam. It could be somebody else. It's not mukruch that she's the Messiah.
once she was makabel the kedushin, then she could, then it makes sense.
So it's a good question, but who says that to apply mitzvah b'yosim b'mishlucho has to be when you're chai b'davar? Anytime I want to do a mitzvah, I don't have to. You know, I don't have to wear tzitzis, but tzitzis is not a good example. Whenever there's a kiyum mitzvah, there's no obligation. So mitzvah kiyum mitzvah. So in that case, so even though she doesn't have to, so still she would still get a mitzvah. She's misayeh b'davar.
Or even like anything, like a chauffeur. She's not obligated, but if she does it, she gets a mitzvah.
So that's the point. So, but the difference is that she's misayeba davar in this mitzvah. Is she actually getting a mitzvah here? That's the question. So some Rishonim say, yeah, of course she's getting a mitzvah. It's no different than what you said, ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. A woman's pater in lulav, she's pater in sukkah, so there's a chayiv, like a man is chayiv, but she still gets a mitzvah kiyumis. So she gets a key mitzvah. That's why she's. You can apply the concept of mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucha. But for some reason, the Ran's not comfortable saying that. The Ran says Misayeh. What's the difference between the Ran, who says Misayeh, versus the Shita, Lo No Delami, who says it's mitzvah Yosef? What's the difference? Wouldn't the Ran also say she gets a mitzvah then, if she's helping out?
According to the Ran, she's only the Hekshah mitzvah over there. She's not. She's not mitzvah on the gufa on herself. Not saying anything by the shittul and noida over there. They are saying that she has the mitzvah, that she's part of the mitzvah. She's part of the.
So I think what you're saying is, let's say it this way. I'm not sure if you meant this way. There are two ways to explain this difference. But is it about the shita saying that the key mitzvah at the end? Or the actual Maisa Mitzvah. The Ran's focusing on the Maisa Mitzvah, the Misayeba Davar, and the Shita is focusing on the Kiyim, the Totsah, in the end of the day.
The outcome,
exactly. So the Shita says, well, she gets the Mitzvah in the end of the day. She's not commanded, but she gets the Mitzvah, I think what you were saying. But the Ran's focusing on the Maisa Mitzvah, the Maisa Biyah, the Misayeba Davar. So what's the difference of whether it's the Maisa Mitzvah versus the Totsah? So this connects back to the Machlokas, how to understand Mitzvah Bo Yosem Bishlucha. If it's about Rashi, who says, what is Rashi Shita again? It's Begufo. It's Chi Osik Bedavar. It's about the Gavra being Osik in a mitzvah. So that's where the Ran's coming from. She's being Mishayeh in the actual Maisa Mitzvah. It's about putting the Yegiyah in the Amelis, in the Maisa Mitzvah. But according to the Tosis Riazakin, it's about a better qualitative mitzvah. It's a better mitzvah that's being performed. And I cannot shrug my move my chiv over to shliach. That's usher to do. I need to do it because it's a bizayon to the mitzvah. So then it's about fulfilling the mitzvah. The key mitzvah is the concern. So the shita says, I don't care about her misayeh b'davar. I don't care about the ma'aseh mitzvah. I care about the outcome. In the end of the day, that she had the outcome of having children, even though she wasn't chai b'davar, but she fulfilled the mitzvah. She had a mitzvah kiyumis, so it's shayach to her as well. So again, I think this machlok is Ran and Shita Lod Nadil Mi about being the Messiah and the Hechshim in the Maisa Mitzvah versus getting the Kim. That's Tali on the Rashi versus Tosis Riazakin. Yeah, is that clear? Should I repeat that? Are you guys okay with that?
I would say that's the Kabbalah Sam over there, right? Because it's a different Pasuk or Mitzvah that says that the Shavas Yitzra is the outcome of already having children and population in the world.
Exactly. So that's a similar type of answer of Shita Lo Dodil Mi, that there's another kiyum of Puruvu, a more global kiyum of L'Shevas Yotzer. Exactly. That pasuk is about having the outcome of populating the world. That's focused on the kiyum mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, which is more like Tosis V'Yotzakein, that the Cheftz Shel mitzvah has to be complete. As opposed to the Ran again, who says, Messiah, that she's helping out, that she's Osek in the mitzvah. Think any question? No? You're good?
Could you even talk about the fulfillment of the mitzvah when you don't even know the outcome of having children or not? And some may not have children, so how could you call that any kind of fulfillment? Because they could have marriage, they could have relations without having children.
Yeah, and therefore what?
So how do you call the ikar mitzvah or a substantial part of it of the actual outcome? Because you don't, it's independent of the outcome.
Mitzvah puruvu is having children. That's a mitzvah. You have to have a son and a daughter. That's what the pasuk that Gemara says.
How could anybody emphasize that mitzvah when it doesn't always happen for everybody? Then all the other thing
just
you
because,
didn't fulfill
let's make this. I have a mitzvah to build a makkah, to build a fence. So I can't always build a fence. I don't have a roof to build a fence on. So that means it's not a mitzvah. Just because not everyone has the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah, obligation to do the best you can. But the mitzvah is having children.
If you didn't have children, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of marriage? the marriage is so contingent upon.
If kedushin is a hechsher for puravu, there's no mitzvah of kedushin. It's not a mitzvah in its own right. Puravu is the ikker. So a person doesn't have children.
That opinion.
And if you hold that kedushin is a mitzvah of finatzmo, then there would be a mitzvah regardless of the outcome. Depends on how you understand kedushin.
So you're saying for some people there's no mitzvah of kedushin if they don't have children.
Again, if you say kedushin is taloi, dependent on puravu, there's no mitzvah of kedushin to talk of. There's no mitzvah. It is a preparation for puravu. Okay. Now let's discuss a little bit about kedushin being a hechsha mitzvah. So we said, again, let's just review. I know it's a little confusing because there's a lot of different inyanim here going on. So we have a hakir where the mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucho is a din in the gavra, being osik in it, or the chepta being a better qualitative mitzvah being performed. That's the machlokas we have here. And it's tala in various points as we went through. From her perspective, what's her involvement? If it's about the being osik in a mitzvah, so then the Ran says she's misayeh b'davar, she's being osik as well. If it's about being a better chepta shel mitzvah, so then you have to explain it's about her being eino mitzvah v'yosef. Even though she's not chayiv, she still does get a mitzvah, a key mitzvah, in the end of the day. We also said, is it aser to do a shliach or not? If it's about the gavra, so it's not aser for me to do a shliach, I'm just not getting as much shchar. But if it's about a better mitzvah, then I have to dafka do on my own, but if I use a shliach instead, that being mevazer the mitzvah, would take away from the mitzvah, then it would be aser. So what about hechsher mitzvah? So we said before that a hechsher mitzvah, if you say assume it's about a gavra, being osing the mitzvah, so then it would apply even to hechsher mitzvahs. If you think it's about the mitzvah itself, then dafka mitzvah, not a hechsher mitzvah. So we explain kedushin, so then if you assume it's about the chepta shel mitzvah, kedushin has to be considered a chepta shel mitzvah like the Rambam. But there's another way to go. I mean, you could still assume that kedushin is a hechsher mitzvah, but still kemitzvah dami. And that's the nitziv. Anyone who was here the first night, Rosh Hashanah, I spoke about in general, whether hechsher mitzvah in general is considered a kemitzvah balma or not. Right, so that's the Nativ's, exactly, that's the Nativ understanding. Exactly, the Nativ has this big chiddush. Nativ writes here on his Merom Yisadeh, and he elaborates in Hemek Shela, on his chiddushim, on the Shildos, he talks about two types of hechsher mitzvahs. There's one hechsher mitzvah that's written in the Torah, that's Kasa B'Torah. So what examples are Kasa B'Torah? Kedushin. He says a Kedushin is considered a hechsher mitzvah. Ki kach ishas isha. So that's a hechsher that's written in the Torah. The real mitzvah of Kedushin is to have children. Kedushin to Hechsher, but since it's written in the Torah, he says it's ke mitzvah dami. Another example he says is asiyas sukkah. Sukkah tasalacha, build a sukkah. That's a Hechsher. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah and eat in the sukkah. The building's a Hechsher, but since it's written in the Torah to build a sukkah, it's a Hechsher mitzvah that's ke mitzvah dami. Another example he gives is afiyas matzah, baking matzah. It's in the Torah. So that's another Hechsher mitzvah that's ke mitzvah. As opposed to something like, let me just go through an example. Oh, another example he says is Hachana de Shabbos, also from here, the Gemara. Hachana de Shabbos, right? Preparing for Shabbos, you point that before. The Pasuk is Vechinu, you're supposed to prepare. There's another Hechsher Mitzvah, which is written in the Torah, which has the din of Kimitzvah itself. As opposed to buying Dal Minim, which the Pasuk never says. Now, this is a big question I was asked after the Shir. It doesn't say Lekachtem Lachem. So Lekachtem Lachem doesn't mean to buy a lulav, it means to take it, to lift it up. So there's no mitzvah in the Torah that says to buy a lulav. Of course, I need to buy one to get the mitzvah. But that's not a kasa b'Torah. If it's about buying a sukkah, or rather buying a dal minim, or tying tzitzis, anything that's not written in the Torah, even though it's a hechsher, that's a lower level hechsher mitzvah, and that is not k'mitzvah dami. So some hechsher mitzvahs are k'mitzvah, if it's written in the Torah. Other hechsher mitzvahs are not k'mitzvah dami. Yeah.
You said that a sukkah is k'mitzvah dami, but you can have a guy, let's say, build a sukkah. But if it's kemitzvah dami, how are you having the guy?
So very good. This is one of the rayas they bring. Very good. The Avnei Nezer brings this raya, sukkah's ganvach, which one of them is goyim. The goyim could build a sukkah. Sound like it's not a, there's no mitzvah at all. They ask this question. There's a lot of back and forth in raya. Part of a larger discussion about the mitzvah of asiyah sukkah. Many say asiyah sukkah isn't a mitzvah. And the Nativ's understanding of the Torah is not, it doesn't mean to build a sukkah, asiyah mitzvah, asiyah sukkah. Sukkah tasalacha doesn't mean to build a sukkah. He misunderstood it, some say. Okay, but either way, any hechsher that's written in the Torah is kemitzvah. Any hechsher that's not written in the Torah is not kemitzvah. So therefore, says the Netziv, the example is given here in the Gemara, Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, Kedushin and Shabbos are both written in the Torah, therefore they are considered high-level mitzvahs and are like actual mitzvahs, whereby you would apply the din of mitzvah bo yosim v'shulcha. But if it's a heksha mitzvah not written in the Torah, such as buying a lulav, then there's no inyan of mitzvah bo yosim v'shulcha. I could send a shliach just as well as I could do it on my own. There would be no difference in that case. And this would only make sense if you assume that the concept of mitzvah bo yosim v'shulcha is about the chepta shel mitzvah. But if it's about Rashi being asik b'mitzvos, right? Dechi asik b'mitzvos, asik gufo b'mitzvos. So then, l'chora, Rashi would say, even for a hechsher mitzvah, there would be such a concept of me being osik a mitzvah, me being involved as a gavra in any mitzvah. That would be another nafkamina about another stam hechsher mitzvah. But there are two dinim of two types of hechsher mitzvahs.
It bothers me a little when you keep using the example of taking a lulav, that the buying is not a mitzvah, but the taking is defined as exchanging money. When you say take a woman, how does a woman take it? She take it with money. Yes, right? It's one of the ways of taking, buying. It's
No. The pasuk says kikach ishas isha. When you take a woman, the pasuk means that's referring to kedushin, the Gemara explains. That's kedushin. Kedushin is a hechsher mitzvah that the pasuk describes. Lekachtem lachen, the pasuk says, the Gemara explains to us that means to lift it up. It doesn't mean to buy it. It means to lift it up.
Kach, take is never equivalent
with
money?
No, sometimes it is. Depends on the context. But the Gemara tells us what kikach means to do kedushin, and lekachta means to pick up. It doesn't mean to buy in that context. So there's a difference between picking up a lulav and kedushin.
So it says, let's say shofar. It's a mitzvah to hear the sound of the shofar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the only way to do it is to buy a shofar. To have a shofar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Therefore, that's considered. What is the shofar? That's a hechsher.
It's no Torah doesn't tell you to buy one. Of course, you need to buy one to get a shofar, but you don't need to. The Torah doesn't tell us to do that. So that would be a low level hechsher mitzvah.
It's a low level.
So in which case you wouldn't apply the din of mitzvah by yosim b'shulcho to a stam hechsher mitzvah lefi shitas anitziv. Now there are other nafkaminas. I'll just review some of them between a hechsher that's kemitzah dami versus a hechsher that's not kemitzah dami. Just to review for those who were in there and those who were to review. That let's say comes to ase doche lo sase. So we know the concept ase doche lo sase, that I could do a mitzvah sase, even though it means I'm going to violate a lo sase. So let's say I'm in the hechsher part of the ase. I haven't yet done the mitzvah itself, but I'm preparing to do the mitzvah itself, a hechsher. Will that hechsher stage also be able to doche the lo sase? So what that comes up is the Nemuka Yosef and Bab Tzia Daf Laman, those who are doing Daf Yomi. He says the Gemara talks about a Kohen going to Beis Kfaros to do a Shavuos Aveda. So he's on the way to do a Shavuos Aveda, which is a mitzvah asay. But on the way, he's going to violate the lo sasay of stepping into Beis Kfaros for a Kohen. So the Gemara suggests that it should be docha. The asay of HaShavuos Aveda should be docha the lo sasay of going to Beis Kfaros. So the Muki Yosef asks, but don't we have a concept asay docha lo sasay only be'idna if it's at the same time? So, for example, when I'm wearing tzitzis and the shatnis, at the same time I'm violating shatnis, I'm also wearing a mitzvah. They're docha at the same time, only if they clash at the same moment. If they're different times, you can't apply ase docha lo sase. So he says that, how could the Gemara suggest when I'm going into the Beis Kfaros to do a Shavuos Aveda, that's going to violate lo sase? The ase HaShavuos Aveda doesn't happen until I return it later on. So when I'm going into the Beis Kfaros, there's no ase yet. That's all lo sases. Says Nuka Yosef, that going to the Shavuos Aveda, the Hechsher Mitzvah is even able to be Docha the Los Asay. So extend the Hechsher of the Asay as the Asay itself has that same level. So that's an example we have. Another example, yeah.
Another example, Mila on Shabbos.
Mila on Shabbos, yeah.
Right. So it's a right, let's just say it's a Docha Shabbos. It's a seidach lo sase, and yet when it comes to hechsher mitzvah, and over there preparing the milah, we speak about whether you're allowed to warm up the water or you're allowed to sharpen the knife. Things that you're supposed to be done before Shabbos are not the mitzvah of milah.
Correct.
Masha in kain, if there was a tzaras or makam milah on Shabbos, you would say a seidach lo sase because it's happening at the same moment.
Very good. So one explanation is: so what's the difference between bris milah, where the hechsher is not docha Shabbos, while the Hechsher Mitzvah of Shavuos Veda would be? So there's a Piskei Tosvos in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Zayin. So the Tosvos there talks about this concept of the Ase Docha Lo Sase. And it talks about breaking the Shvias Etzem for the Karban Pesach. There's an Issa Deraisa, you can't break the bones of the Karban Pesach. But let's say I want to break the bones to get to the moach, to eat the bone marrow inside, which is a mitzvah, yachidus karim pesach. So maybe I should be dochet, break the bones to get the aseh v'achila. Tosas asks, but how could that be? It's not be'inan, it's not the same time. When I break it, I eat afterwards. It's not be'inan. How could you suggest that aseh dochet lo saseh? It's not the same time. So you can, it still doesn't happen the same, not exactly the same way, same time. So he, Tzarchin says Tosos. But in the back of the Piskei Tshuva, Piskei Tosos, the end of every Masechta, right after the Hadrons, you'll see there's Piskei Tosfos. And what he does is he just pretty much brings the bottom line, like one or two lines of each of Tosos throughout the Masechta, like right here, just the Sakalacha. So if you look at the Piskei Tosos in the end of Masechta Zvachim, he answers this question that he asks in the Gemara itself. He says in a situation where the Hechsher Mitzvah is Efshar Binyan Acher, then it's Dochem. Meaning what? If there's no way to get to the Mitzvah other than breaking the bone, even though it's not Be'idna, even though it's not at the same time, it would be Dochem the Losaseh. So since the only way to get to the Moach inside is by breaking it, it's Efshar without it, even though it's not Be'idna, you could apply the Din of Aseh, Dochem Losaseh. As opposed to the Hechsher of the Bris Milah and stuff, that you don't need that. It's not the only way to get to the Bris Milah. It's important to help Refu afterwards, but it's not necessary to get to the Maisa Milah. As opposed to the case of the breaking of the bone, or Shavas Aveda, the only way to get to it is, even though it's not Be'idna, the only way to get to it is to walk into the Beis Kfaros. So that would be another explanation why it would be Doche, the Asef HaShavas Aveda, would be Doche, the Los Asef Beis Kfaros, because it's Efshar Be'inin Acher. And on that same topic, I just thought...
Can't you say that it's impossible to get to a bris if you're going to endanger the baby's life? You just said it has to do with getting sick afterwards. So can't you say it's impossible to do it?
No, it doesn't. No, it's not. That's
it's possible, but it's not...
It's not possible. It's a response to what's going on there. It's not an EFSHAR without that. You don't need that. It's important. It's healthy, but it's not an EFSHAR.
It doesn't endanger the life, and therefore... Not
definitely.
...the whole thing?
Now, the other... Just one more, I'll give one more example. We'll leave here, because I know we went through a lot today. And we'll talk about that also. Shumas HaDeshin, I quoted this also that first night. Shumas HaDeshin wants to know, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about lighting nearest Hanukkah. And there's a machlokes, let's say you light it and you put enough shemen in and it goes out early. Kavsa zakaklo, ain't zakaklo. If it goes out, do I need to relight it or not relight it? So Gemara Paskins, you don't need to relight it. If you had enough shemen in the beginning, you lit it after Shkia, you lit it and then it blows out, I'm Yotze the mitzvah, since it had the potential there. So, because the mitzvah is Maisa Hadlaka. I did a Maisa Hadlaka with the right amount to shear. I don't care about how long it lasts for. So then the Shumas HaDeshin asks the question, what about Erev Shabbos where we light before Shkia? We don't light after Shkia because it's already Shabbos. We already keep Shabbos. So I light Neres Chanukah before Shkia. And then it goes out before Shkia. So I didn't get the mitzvah. Am I going to get the mitzvah or not? Do I have to relight it or not? So Shumas HaDeshin says, since it's Efshar B'inyan Acher, I can't light Neir's Chanukah on Shabbos, but I have to do it on Erev Shabbos. Since it's Efshar, that's the only way I could do it. That's good enough. Even though it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, since it's a Hechsher Mitzvah that's Efshar B'inyan Acher, that's considered K'mitzvah Dami, and I would be able to say the Mitzvah. That's why he says you're allowed to say the Bracha. If it wasn't the Mitzvah, how could I say Bracha at that time? It must be even that time, even though it's before Zman, since it's Asur to light on Shabbos, that becomes the new Zman of the Mitzvah, even though it's the Hechsher part, and you'll be Yotze the Mitzvah. So that's another application of where we see when the Hechsher Mitzvah is Efshar, B'inyan Acher, you can't do the Mitzvah without the Hechsher Mitzvah, then it becomes an extension of the Mitzvah itself. Yeah?
What about the... Tosfos Rizalkin here, in the Svara, that the outcome, the Hechsher Mitzvah, is affected by the Gavra himself. So what if taking that to Chanukah, about that over there, because the alcohol, even though you had the right share and you lit it, but still it didn't last.
Yeah, no. It seems in Tosfos Riazakin, any mitzvah that's incumbent upon a person, Chanukah, whatever it is, whether Chanukah is bebeso or Chanukah is a chiv, chavas gavra, chavas bias, either way, any time the person has the obligation to do the mitzvah, it would seem to apply the din of mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucho. Kol mitzvah samutelas al gufo. So. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem will pick up next week on the next...